just gone 10 o'clock in the morning and I'm on the beach, and I think there's a dip between the end of August and the first couple of weeks of September where all the Spaniards have gone back to work, a lot of people have gone back home, and the older crowd have turned up, and I'm just watching the most amazing phenomenon. Because it was really warm, but this incredible fog mist has suddenly descended on the beach, and there was a yacht in front of me, which was probably about 500 yards offshore, bobbing there, and the mist has overtaken it and it's vanished, and it's just come in like a crazy fog, which is what it is, I guess. But the weather is very strange at the end of August here. Sudden squalls that clear in, you know, 10 minutes to be replaced by scorching blue skies. And the romantic in me, the marine romantic in me, loves fog and a little bit more cold, you know. I love wandering along English beaches in autumn, where there's a spot of rain and the smell of salt in the air, and the immediate conduit to the imagination that definitely opens up, it doesn't me anyway, but mythology and endless time and sea monsters and mystery and imagination. And I don't always get that in hotter countries where you just want to go in there to cool off and the horizon is just a flat line and there's just blue sky. But a little bit of mist, a bobbing yacht, and the literary and creative imagination suddenly explodes. With that,